Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. After all, today's gadgets are as fashionable as they are functional. Whether it's a pink MP3 player, sleek point-and-shoot digital camera, or a flat-panel LCD TV with a nice piano black finish that you can mount to your wall like a picture frame. Tech Talk is your very own personal guide to the latest in technology, but it's in a language you can understand, and none of that confusing technical jargon. Popular topics on this show include computers, internet trends, video games, portable gadgets like cell phones, portable MP3 players and digital cameras, and home gear like TVs and stereos. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit Microsoft.ca/hardware for more info. Well, unless you've been living under your DVD player for the past year or so, or dare we say it, your VCR, you've likely been hearing about this fight to replace the DVD with a high-definition format, offering incredible clarity that especially looks amazing on high-definition TVs or HDTVs. Reminiscent of the VHS versus Betamax war in the early 80s, this new battle was between Blu-ray disc, led by Sony and a handful of other manufacturers, and HD-DVD in the other corner, spearheaded by Toshiba. Two high-definition disc types that, while they both resemble the same sort of 12-centimeter shiny disc you're familiar with, required a special player for each disc. Therefore, Blu-ray discs won't work on an HD-DVD player and vice versa, and both formats wouldn't work on a regular DVD player. But both players, however, are backward compatible, so they will read regular DVDs and CDs. But you needed to buy a special Blu-ray disc player or an HD-DVD player. To complicate matters, some movie studios were embracing one format while others were rallying behind others. So my advice from the very beginning, which started in about the summer of 2006, actually, was to wait until there was a clear winner before investing in what could very well be the new Betamax, if you catch my drift. Well, last week it happened. After many high-profile blows, such as movie studio and retailer abandonment, Toshiba conceded defeat with its ailing HD-DVD format, leaving Blu-ray as the universal successor to the DVD. All six major Hollywood studios are now behind Blu-ray: Sony Pictures, MGM, Fox, Disney, Warner Brothers and New Line, and Paramount and DreamWorks. So, on this Oscar Sunday, I want to devote this Tech Talk to this high-definition format war, or rather, the ending of this, the conclusion of this very heated high-definition format war. I want to ask you, is this Blu-ray victory good news or bad news for the industry? That is it good that we now have one universal format and not two competing ones? Or do you blame Sony for introducing yet another proprietary format that they've done over the years that requires a special player, rendering your current technology obsolete? Or are you one of the million or so HD DVD player owners who are now stuck with an expensive doorstopper? Let me hear your thoughts on the end of this high-definition format war. And while Blu-ray is crowned the winner, are you ready to buy a $500 standalone player or a $400 PlayStation 3 that can also read Blu-ray discs? Or are you perfectly happy with your DVDs? Love to hear from you. I'll tell you about our grand prize in a moment, but the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 CFRB are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. That's a free call on your cell phone. Once again, if you're in the Toronto area, just pick up the receiver, dial 416-872-1010. If you're outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB, a free call. It's also free on your cell phone. *8255, that's *TALK. It's a free call, and we'll get you in on the queue to have your say on Tech Talk this hour. All right, grand prize. Speaking of video, we have a grand prize from our friends at Creative. They are the makers of not only computer accessories like web cameras and speakers and whatnot, but really, really amazing portable MP3 players. It's not all about the iPod, you know. So we are giving away a $300 portable hard drive video player that can play 120 hours of video on its little 2.5-inch screen. That's 60 full-length movies, by the way. Tens of thousands of photos or 15,000 songs. It's a 30 gigabyte Creative Zen Vision M portable media player. Not only does it play music and show photos and videos, but it also has a built-in FM radio and a microphone. So it's nice as a little digital voice recorder, if you will. So this is valued at about $300. We're going to give it away, and here's how we're going to do it. Anybody who gets on the air with their comment or question about the end of this high-definition format war between Blu-ray and the now-defunct HD DVD is eligible for a callback at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase, this Creative Zen Vision M portable video player and music player is yours. Just for calling in, having your say. The secret phrase is Tech Talk Rocks. So jot that one down. If you answer the phone with hello, you're not going to win. We're going to go to the next person. Cold? Yes, but that's how we do it. So again, we're going to take everybody's number and we're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of the show. Jill Malbouf, the screener who you speak to, is going to pick a name out of the hat, figuratively speaking. Call somebody, and if you answer the phone with the secret phrase, Tech Talk Rocks, this is yours. Oh, we have some other prizes, but let me just tell you, at about 12:30 or so today, we're going to switch gears for a few minutes and talk on the phone with Joanne Birch from U-File, that's small U, capital F-I-L-E. You know that popular tax software. 'Tis the season. We're going to talk about the new features in this year's version and how easy it is to use and, you know, really, frankly, why you should be doing it yourself, preparing your tax returns. So we're going to talk with Joanne on the phone for a couple of minutes, and she was kind enough to give us three copies of U-File to give away on the show throughout the hour. So I'm just going to give it away randomly, beginning with the first caller. This is... as they call it, a tax specialist in a box. It's a Canadian software company, U-File, and we're going to give away three of them this hour. So I'm just going to, you know, give to people on the phone. That's the way we're going to do it today. So on today's Tech Talk, the high-definition format war is over. Blu-ray is the successor to the DVD, and HD DVD has conceded defeat. A blow for Toshiba and for the about a million worldwide. Owners of HD DVD players who, you know, prematurely went out and invested in one format over the other. So I want to hear from you. Are you happy that it's over and that we can now move on and now we have one universal format instead of this VHS Betamax like conflict, you know, increasing confusion among consumers and Hollywood studios? Or do you resent that Sony has spearheaded the winner, and you would rather it sort of be open for, and you would have preferred movie studios release in both formats, perhaps? Or do you believe, here's an interesting twist, before we take our first break, do you believe that Blu-ray will even fail? Don't forget, there was this fight to replace the music CD a couple of years ago between DVD audio and Super Audio CD. What's that? You didn't hear about this? That's because who won? Neither format. Downloads won. iTunes, if you will. MP3s. So maybe Blu-ray won't catch on. Maybe you're perfectly happy with your DVDs and the next step is to download your movies digitally, bypassing a whole other piece of plastic you need to buy or rent. That's an interesting one for you. We got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go to the line, start giving away some prizes. I'm Mark Saltzman, host of Tech Talk. Thanks for listening. The time now is 12:18. Let's check in with the Pizza All Day Traffic Center. It's Oscar Sunday, so what better time to discuss the end of this high-definition format war between Sony's Blu-ray and Toshiba's HD DVD? They look like regular DVDs, but because they can store a lot more information read by a blue laser instead of a red laser that is inside of your current DVD player, you can now get stunning high-definition quality video, as well as some other bells and whistles, better sound, as well as more interactive features. The catch? You need one special player that can read these discs. Yes, they will also read your older DVDs. But now Toshiba has conceded defeat. Blu-ray is the winner. Are you sold? Are you going to now go out and buy a $500 Blu-ray player? Or are you perfectly happy with your current DVDs? Maybe you wanted HD DVD to win. Maybe you already invested in an HD DVD player and now you're stuck with the Betamax. My heart goes out to you, but I wish you would have listened. I'm not an I told you so kind of guy, but on Tech Talk since the summer of 2006, I've been cautioning listeners saying don't buy either one just yet because we don't know which one is going to be the successor to the DVD. Looks like Blu-ray is it. Want to know how you feel about it? Speaking of video, we're giving away a portable video player from Creative valued at about $300. It can store 120 hours of video that you can watch on a plane or on a train, in the backseat of a car, and it also plays music and shows photos. It's a radio, voice recorder, you name it. We're going to take everybody's name who gets on the air, call somebody back randomly at the end of the show, answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks. And the grand prize is yours. We're also giving away 3 copies of U-File tax software this hour and speaking with Joanne Birch from U-File in about 10 minutes or so. But let's go to the lines and hear your thoughts on the end of this high-definition format war. Alan from North York, you were the winner of U-File tax software. Congrats.
Well, thank you very much.
There you
appreciate
go.
Appreciate that. Now, you mentioned something. Does this mean a Blu-ray player will play the old videos?
Yeah, so whether you invested in a Blu-ray player or now the now-defunct HD DVD player, both are backward compatible. So they will play your existing DVDs and, frankly, make them look better than they do on a regular DVD player, so long as you use the right cables. So the answer is yes. So if you buy a Blu-ray player now that it's the universal format, if you will, it will read your existing DVDs.
Okay, and if you're taking a vote on this thing, I'm sort of negative because it seems to me that even with my older model, I get superb quality picture on a big screen, and I cannot see why it would be necessary
to
improve it.
You can see the difference. If you haven't seen what a Blu-ray movie looks like, you can see the difference. But
okay.
I would argue that the jump isn't as significant between DVD and HD quality than the jump from VHS to DVD, because that was significant. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, going from a videotape to a DVD looked amazing. But going from DVD to a high-definition format like Blu-ray, it's impressive. Is it $500 impressive? I don't know. I would say to still wait until prices drop. Not to mention the movies themselves on Blu-ray are also more expensive than regular DVDs. Let's go to Ian in North York. Hi, Ian. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I was just going to say that I'm glad the format war is over. I'll likely go with a Blu-ray unit at some point when there's films coming out that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I am an early adopter to HD DVD.
Right.
And even though I have a machine, the other day I went out and bought a second unit to preserve the library I've got if the machine breaks or what have you. But the reason I think...
I'm sorry to cut you off, Ian. You bought an HD DVD player or an HD TV?
No, I'm sorry. I bought another HD DVD player, though I have one.
All right.
Because I think that the value now that the format is now defunct, the stores are dumping them at an unbelievable price.
Yeah, it's true.
And the fact is they are a phenomenal upconverting to 1080p player for just existing DVDs. So you've got the bonus of being able to play mm-hmm. an HDD movie, even though you're really buying it as
right.
an upconverting player.
Yeah,
so for me,
good point, Ian. But you can buy, and I'll explain what this means to those who aren't familiar with the term upconverting. You can buy a $70 upconverting DVD player now instead of, I don't know how much you paid for your second, you know, even though it's a fire sale, you probably paid at least $150, no?
Yeah, it was $150.
Yeah.
It was 7 movies.
Right. Oh, well, that's not bad if you get 7 movies.
But the reason, Mark, I think HDV for me works so well is I have an HDV camcorder,
mm-hmm.
and with programs like Pinnacle Studio 11 or ULEAD Movie Factory,
right.
I can burn on a standard DV 1080i video that
right.
will play 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how compressed I want to make the video, on my HDV DV player, and it plays as an HD DVD, even
mm-hmm.
though it is on a standard DV.
Yeah, very
DVD, I mean.
It's a good point, Ian. I'm glad you brought that up. For those, you know, it's at least a little bit of silver lining for those who, you know, who are feeling like they're standing under a storm cloud. At least the HD DVD player that you bought, even though they're not going to make any more movies in this format, it does look good if you use an HDMI cable, especially connected to a high-definition TV. And I'm glad Ian brought that up. It's called upconverting. This is the new trend with DVD players. Essentially, what this does is instead of a DVD displaying its video in 480 lines of resolution, it essentially doubles it. It's not quite high-definition, but it does make it essentially doubles the lines to 1080, and it does look pretty impressive, much better than a regular DVD player. So if you are in the market for a new DVD player, then you should look for something on the box that says something like upconvert, and just make sure you use a good cable like HDMI, which handles both audio and video. But a great call and a good comment, Ian, and thank you. We are going to take another short break. When we return, we're going to chat with Joanne Birch about U-File tax software, and then jump back into our high-definition discussion. And don't forget, give away that creative 30-gigabyte portable MP3 player. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. You're listening to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit Microsoft.ca/hardware for more information. Hey, before we continue our discussion on the end of this high-definition format war, with Blu-ray proving to be the successor and HD DVD going the way of the Betamax, I promised our listeners that we would have a short diversion and chat about tax software. It is that time of the year, and a lot of Torontonians want to know, what's the best way to file for returns, to prepare tax returns and work out your taxes. A lot of people now do it themselves. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to chat with Joanne Birch from Dr. Tax, the makers of the very popular U-File software, to answer, really my questions on what's new with this year's version, so all of our listeners can hear what's up. So without further ado, let's chat with Joanne. Hi, Joanne. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me today.
Okay, great. So U-File, which is it a capital U, small U, capital F, I-L-E, right?
Capital U, capital F, and the rest of them are small I-L-E.
Right, I got it.
It all works, whatever.
So this type of software is very popular this time of year. Can you tell us what it is essentially and what's new in this new version, which is, I guess, for the tax year 2007?
Yeah, I think the big news in tax software this year is the number of returns that you get in each box. If you're using a desktop software or retail software, our program provides 8 tax returns, regardless of the income level of the individual whose return is being filed. So ours has 8 returns, or mm-hmm. you can go up to the plus box and get 16 returns. So that's the big news as far as the software itself. The interface remains the same. I know that people don't like big changes in interface, so the way that the look and feel is the same. The other big news about U-File, and a big thing that makes it different from other softwares, is, of course, the MaxBack feature of U-File that will ensure that you get the best possible tax refund, or otherwise minimize your tax, thanks to MaxBack, our refund analyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, for this tax year, the pension splitting. And that's a calculation that no other tax software, even the professional tax softwares, nothing matches what U-File is able to bring to the table, because of the fact that we also have our professional software that uses the same mm-hmm. tax engine. So
now, Joanne, I know that people who use this tax software, they like to stick with the same one year after year, because you can easily import last year's info and just tweak it, say there's an income change or new dependent, things like that. Mm-hmm. What if in the past you've used other programs like QuickTax or TaxWiz? What is that an obstacle for U-File?
No, it is not. In fact, ours is the only software that will import from QuickTax and TaxWiz, and of course our own product. So whether you use U-File, QuickTax, or TaxWiz in your desktop installation last year, U-File will import that data instantly for you. It just treats it like one of its own files.
Okay, that's good to know, because
by the way, at no cost. There's no additional cost to do that. Mm-hmm. Whereas some softwares will actually charge you to be able to install to import from another program.
I think a lot of customers or potential customers feel that it's intimidating to learn new software, especially tax software. It's very, it looks like a spreadsheet. There's lots of numbers involved. How does Dr. Tax or the program U-File handle that, getting people who are, overwhelmed by it? Is it like a interview-like process?
Yes, it's an interview process. And we've tried to make it as friendly looking and as friendly user-friendly to use as we possibly can. So what it uses is an interview process, and you can tell the program right up front that the interview, rather, you can personalize the interview, let's say, right up front. So you can tell it, I have RSPs, I have T4s, I have childcare, I have this and that, and the program will provide you with an interview that avoids, you know, small business information.
Right, so things that are not relevant to your situation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or like tuition loans and things like that.
Yeah, and this is one of the problems that people tell us. One of the reasons people don't tell us, rather, that they don't like interviews is that they have to go through screens that don't apply to them and answer questions that are, mm-hmm. you know, ridiculous in relation to other things that they've already told the program. That's not the case in U-File. It's quite a unique interview process, very streamlined and easy to jump back to any given screen at any time.
And three of our listeners this hour will be able to try it out firsthand, since you were kind enough, Joanne, to give us three giveaways, and thank you again for that. It retails for about $20 each, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. My last question, though, is about Netfile. That's the online system that a lot of Canadians use to file their taxes digitally. So this is integrated with Netfile. How does it work once you've finished preparing your return?
Once you finish preparing your return, obviously you can print it out, and then you have to save the file, that is, to your computer, mm-hmm. the Netfile file to your computer, and then go to the CRA website and upload that. That process is consistent across all the softwares because it is mandated by the CRA.
Fairly easy once you're done to know what to do with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We take you step by step through that process.
Joanne, thank you very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you again. Joanne Birch is the VP of Marketing, New Business Development at Dr. Tax Software, the makers of U-File, U-F-I-L-E, available now at a retailer near you for about $20. Or we're still going to give away two more copies this hour, including one to Jason in Scarborough. Jason, you've got a copy of U-File. Thanks for holding on there. Hi, Jason.
Hi,
Jason.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Congrats. You got a copy of U-File.
Thank you. I'm wanting to comment on your comments a couple of commercials ago about the battle between Blu-ray and any other design, whether we should go for either. About 29 years ago, I happened upon a remarkable development of a 3D CRT by researchers Edwin Jones, a physicist, A. Porter McLaurin, McLaurin, and Lee Conti Cathy, who's now deceased. And I got a hold of a few scientists, one science writer at the Toronto Star, and I said, you've got to check out some tape that this chap has developed. Mm-hmm. So on they went to link up. They had a film demonstration at the Ontario Science Center. About 20 scientists showed up, and on went the reporting about this fascinating design. Well, this is 30 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
The military has been all over this like white on rice. And, of course, they get first dibs on all the state-of-the-art techniques. My concern is, will a Blu-ray actually be compatible with that? Now, 3D TV, and there's a number of sites online that tell us what this is, 3D
right.
TV.
And there's different takes on it.
Mm-hmm. And so we ought to pay attention to some of that state-of-the-art, and that's a long time in the development stage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things to worry about, switching, whether or not microwave transmission is possible, and on goes the dialogue. So, you know, looking at Blu-ray is fine and well, but if you heavily invest in something that overnight is going to be a dud, it's because you're not paying attention to some of these remarkable
mm-hmm.
developments. And there are so many waiting to hit the fan, and this is one of the unique developments
mm-hmm.
that I think we should be apprised of. If you want, I can leave with your screener a couple of phone numbers.
Sure,
to contact
that would be great.
Researchers and have a program on where we're at on 3D TV today.
Or feel free, Jason, to email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. If you want to send me some literature on this, I'm curious. And I've seen different sort of takes on 3D TV. Your quick question in the middle, though, before we go to our next break, is will it work with Blu-ray? The short answer is if it's a regular TV, that's a standard definition TV. And if it was 30 years ago, it's certainly not high definition. Then if it has regular input jacks, let's say RCA or something like that, chances are it'd be coaxial if it's 30 years ago, that little cable plug, then you can play regular Blu-ray movies on an older TV is the short answer what I'm trying to get to, but you're not taking advantage of the technology because it won't look that great. You should get a high definition TV to really take advantage of it, but it will work with older TVs. You just might need a little adapter. All right, we got to take a short break. It's 12:41. You know what that means. You know that little tone. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. It's Oscar Sunday, so what better time to talk about movies, and specifically high-definition movies? There is there was a format war going on for about 18 or so months. HD DVD has conceded defeat, and Blu-ray has been crowned the winner of this highly publicized heated debate. And this just happened about a week ago. So I'm asking you, our listener, does this matter to you? Or are you still fine with your DVDs and you're not ready to jump on board with a $500 new player? Or maybe you've invested, as we heard from one of our previous callers, you've invested in the wrong format, HD DVD, and now, you know, you're frustrated. This is your opportunity to give your opinion on the air. As a little thank you, we're calling somebody back at the end of the show randomly. If anyone who's got a comment or question on the air, we're going to call somebody back randomly. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase that I gave out a few times in the first half of the show, then you will win the Creative 30-gigabyte portable music, video, and photo player. It can store, in fact, 120 hours of video, which is about 60 full-length movies, viewable on a 2.5-inch high-resolution screen. It also has a built-in radio, voice recorder. It can store 15,000 songs if you have that many. And it's yours. $300 prize just for calling in. We're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m. We still have some tax software to give away as well from our friends at Ufile and Dr. Tax. So let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Jeff in Brampton, you've got a copy of Ufile. Thanks for calling today. And I believe you have a question about this disc format.
Why they choose HD over Blu-ray? And I have another question. Why did will they start installing Blu-ray and drives into PCs and Xbox 360s?
Yeah, good question. I didn't hear your first one though. I can answer your second one in a moment. What was your first question?
Why did they choose Blu-ray over HD?
Why did they? You mean the industry?
Yeah.
Okay, so good questions, Jeff. It was a little noisy on your line, so I disconnected it, but I'm going to answer your question. So the first one, there's a lot of factors that go into it. I think Sony strategically went to different manufacturers over the years, like Pioneer and Samsung and LG and Sharp, and they worked together, opposed to going at it alone, much like what Toshiba did. They went and they secured a lot of manufacturer support for Blu-ray. And they also went and they strategically went out and secured Hollywood support early. It's also, I think, a superior format. It can store more information than HD DVD, and it allegedly has better encryption, meaning it's harder to crack the movies and copy them illegally. So I think there's a lot of reasons why Blu-ray won. I'm sure there'll be a few books now that the format war is over that really details in you know, what happened, what transpired over the past couple of years. And your second question was, will Blu-ray start shipping on computers and in the Xbox 360? And the answer is yes to both. We've already seen some laptops, for example, some Sony Vios that have Blu-ray players and some even Blu-ray burners. So if you buy a disc that's recordable, you can fit up to 50 gigabytes of data, which is 10 times more information that can fit on a regular DVD, generally speaking. And the Xbox 360, they did sell an HD DVD add-on to the Xbox 360 that you plug into a USB port. Well, I'm sure, and they've even more than hinted, that they will come out with a Blu-ray add-on as well that will attach to the Xbox 360. But don't forget, Microsoft's all about the downloads. They unveiled in December digital downloads, so you can digitally download shows and store it on your hard drive instead of going out and renting a piece of plastic or buying a piece of plastic and playing it. So I'm frankly more interested in the digital downloads myself. All right, good question, though. Let's go to Sandra in Etobicoke. Hi, Sandra. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark. You answered a couple of my questions, but I have a couple. You said that my current DVDs will play on the new Blu-ray.
That's right.
Will the Blu-ray discs play on my current DVD, or am I going to be forced to buy one anyway?
That's the catch. No. Blu-ray discs, while they look almost identical to a DVD, will not work on a regular DVD player.
So I have to buy one anyway.
That's right. That's where they get you. And that's why a lot of people are frustrated, because they're not ready. They just bought a DVD player a couple of years ago. They're not ready to go out and buy a whole new machine to play yet another new format. Even though it will play older DVDs, you can't play these new Blu-ray discs that you're probably seeing advertised now on TV commercials, or you might see at your local store. You can't play those on a regular DVD player. They'll fit in there, They're the same 12-centimeter discs that we've been used to since the early 80s with music CDs, but they will not work on a regular DVD player. All right, it's 12:49. One last break before we go back to a couple more calls and then give away our grand prize, a 30-gigabyte Creative Zen Vision M portable media player. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit Microsoft.ca/hardware for more info. Speaking of hardware, we're talking
players today. Now that Toshiba has conceded defeat last week, in the wake of an 18-plus-month fight to become the successor to the DVD, they lost out. More Hollywood support, more retail support. Arguably, the nail in the coffin was Walmart, saying they're only going to carry Blu-ray players. So I wonder from you, have you invested in the wrong format? Or are you waiting until Blu-ray players, the price comes down to justify buying a new format? Or maybe you're just fine with DVD and you're fed up over this format war. Don't blame it. It's been a long haul. We've covered it a bit on Tech Talk. I've been asking listeners to don't buy either one until there's a clear winner. But early adopters with deep pockets have taken a chance. Some have won, some have not. But it looks like there is a successor to the DVD now, the Blu-ray disc, and you'll be seeing a lot more and hearing a lot more about this in the coming months and years, I suspect. We are giving away an MP3 player that can store 15,000 songs, tens of thousands of photos, or play 120 hours of video. Some creative called the Zen Vision M. It's a black MP3 player that also has an FM radio and built-in microphone that you can carry around with you in your pocket. Has a 2.5-inch high-resolution screen, and plays a lot more formats than the iPod, by the way. A lot of different video and photo and music formats. Not really limited in what you can play on this thing, including DivX, a popular video type. So, we're going to give that away in a moment, so let's quickly go back to the lines. Maureen in Woodstock has a question about Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Hi, Maureen. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. You know, we held off on buying an HD DVD player, so we're going to probably end up on Blu-ray now, and I think PlayStation will probably be the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the PlayStation 3 is the cheapest Blu-ray player. You're right, it's $3.99, but some won't like using the game controller to navigate to the movie's menus. You can buy an additional remote for it as well, but it is the cheapest Blu-ray player on the market. But glad you called, Maureen. I'm glad you held off as well. It is 12:55 on the dot, so that means it's time to give away our grand prize. Let's use the waiting longest. It's Ariel from Richmond Hill. It's been waiting for a bit. Thanks for calling and congratulations. You've won yourself the Creative Zen Vision M. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Okay. I think we might have a loser. Okay, let's try the next caller, and hopefully they'll remember the secret phrase. Serena. You know what? I blew it because we were going to do this thing where we called you and you had to say a secret phrase. That's how I blew it because I just went to the next caller instead of queuing Dwayne or Tech Talk to start dialing the music. So you won, Serena. I'm sorry Ariel's gone, but Serena, congrats. You got yourself the Creative Zen MP3 player capable of playing 120 hours of video. Put you on hold to play to pick up the grand prize. Next time we do this, Dwayne, we're going to have a guy queue. You're going to dial it. We're going to answer the phone with a secret phrase. But at least you said it. Congratulations, Serena. You know, it doesn't always happen the way you wanted it.
Thank you, Serena.
I tried. We usually have them say something, and it's, you know, I just went through the lines. All right. Christina Chesky, coming up next.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Patricia Wanda Breedstein, she's got a new book called Get Real, and people who know Patricia, she has great advice about your money and some great stories to go along with it this time, and some of her new books to give away as well. Also, junk food, advertising, and kids. Drives the double hockey stick,
I mean, it's Indian,
so it's a Canadian
expression, I don't know what it is.
Double hockey stick, yeah, and I'm not supposed to say that, I'm 27-year-old niece. And she told